Grace to you and peace from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. As a congregation, we went without a choir for a while. Part of the secret of any congregation singing, or almost any choir, is that the blend of voices always sounds good. But when we didn't have a choir, I had put a couple of notices in the bulletin for any talent that might want to sing or play something to please contact me. And Marge immediately volunteered. If I'm remembering right, her first piece that she sang with accompaniment. She had a wonderful voice and still had good pitch. But she was in her 80s. And voices that were once strong tend to lessen. So when she approached the next time, I was happy until I asked if she had accompaniment, firmly expecting that John Burry or AJ were going to help. But Marge says no, she was going to sing it a cappella. My first thought was, is it bad enough, or it's bad enough that I afflict this congregation with my chanting, can I do this? I'm not sure if a full a cappella anthem was a great idea. Of course, I didn't say that. I said, wonderful, how about in 3 weeks? And 3 weeks later, Marge was singing, her voice alone. And what came out, I have to admit, was maybe the most moving piece of artistry that I've heard in church. Yes, Marge's voice was not as loud as it used to be. Yes, the wind support was not as strong. And the perfect pitch might have wavered a little bit. But she had the perfect lyrics blended with the voice she had that day. I snuck a peek at Dale, who in my experience was a relatively reserved man, a common Wisconsin Midwestern trait. And what you could see on Dale's face was that mixture of love and that one's mine. When your spouse or your son or your daughter does something great. Their deaths were contrary to the great litany request of being spared a sudden and evil death. But both Dale and Marge were completely comfortable with who they were and where they were heading, which is far from something given these days. And in some ways, I feel like Dale might be getting the short stick today because the hymns and this reflection that is based on them are all chosen by Marge. But the more I thought about it, that's very much like their union. Marge was the talkative one. Dale would drive Marge to choir practice, not singing himself, but he'd often just sit listening. Or when I'd visit them, he'd nod along to what Marge was saying. So I want to meditate for a few moments on that final message that Marge prepared for us with her hymn choices. Thine forever, God of love. Thine forever, oh how blessed, they who find in thee their rest. Savior, guardian, heavenly friend, O defend us to the end. And a skeptic might snicker that their earthly end, where was your guardian? But Marge would quickly remind us that this life is not the end, that we entrust our souls to Christ. The blessed find their rest in Him. That we, whatever age we are but frail and trembling sheep. But we are always beneath His care and always in His goodness share. Our sins have been forgiven, and the Lord shall lead us from earth to heaven. And what should such love inspire? Now thank we all our God. It's the great Thanksgiving hymn, with hearts and hands and voices. With Marge, the emphasis might have largely been on the voice. I think Dale might have been with the heart. But from our mother's arms, we have always been blessed. If we sat down to count the graces, the providence of God throughout our lives, we could not count them all. And that providence is unique to each of us and eternal and still is ours today. Whether we are firmly in the arms of grace or currently perplexed, the Good Shepherd guides us and frees us from all ills in this world and the next. And our final hymn choice is something that we so often forfeit. Whether we forfeit it in doubt that God cares for us, or in worry that what perplexes us is just too small for Him, or in pride that we should be able to take care of ourselves. There's a never-ending list of sins that attempt to separate us from Christ. But Jesus is the sinner's friend. And we can carry everything to God in prayer. In His arms, He'll take and shield us. Thou wilt find a solace there. Just surely where Marge and Dale are right now. Dale and Marge have that solace right now. Because right now they see Him by sight. We still walk by faith. But we still share the same solace that the God of love, the sinner's friend, our friend, has defeated death. We may be separated for a time. The church still militant in the midst of trials and temptations. Church at rest from their labors, but still asking, how long, O Lord? That church or the communion of saints shares the same hope. That Christ has defeated death, and that the resurrection day approaches, when militant and at rest become the church triumphant, and we all sing the victor's strain. Amen.